Are you really ready?
I am really ready.
Because it's starting.
Okay.
It started. In fact, we're now 4 point... Nope, 5 points. See, each time I say it, we're actually looking at the second.
You should probably stop saying it. Welcome back to 1164.
Triple cliffhanger.
Triple cliffhanger. Let's try to resolve these cliffhangers. So, we'll get started right away. Bayushi-san.
Yes.
You were being led up the walk away from the magistrate's office.
Yes.
You're being flanked by two Ronin. The guy in chicken underrobes is ahead of you.
I left with them because I thought there was a chance the food would be better.
Well, you know. And there's another Ronin behind you. You guys do duck down an alleyway.
Can I say anything more about the kitsu?
You are welcome to make a test for that. Yes, you can make a investigation notice.
Retribution notice.
That would be based on
the only thing I noticed so far was that he was a Shiganda.
Mm-hmm.
I did roll some dice.
Okay.
My result was a 7.
Well, you don't notice anything else. In fact, you noticed less than you did previously.
I forgot that he was a Kitsune.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. This one's Shiganda.
No. He will pause, and the Ronin will kind of pause around you.
Right.
And turn to you. I hope you don't take this really personally, Bayushi-san. But we do need you for something. Unfortunately, I can't really allow you to see where you're going just yet.
Tell me, and slay me now if we are going to betray the Emperor, you might as well cut me down now.
Oh, you won't be betraying anything. Or with that, you feel, like, contact at the back of your neck and you pass out.
Okay.
Like somebody hit you with the butt of their katana.
That's probably what happened.
That may very well be it. So, coming back to Haruma-san for a second.
Hi.
You're racing towards that noise you heard.
Mm-hmm. Well, not racing, but...
Well, you know, you're...
Moving.
Yeah, moving towards it.
You're on the horse, right?
Yeah. No, at this point, I do have the horse with me. So once I get closer to the noise, definitely get off the horse. Maybe tie it to a tree and start moving on foot.
You hear it again, and it seems farther away. And you're able to pick it up a bit more. It sounds almost inhuman, like almost like an animal crashing through, but not caring about subtlety. Like, you think something big, like a horse or something.
Okay.
It's further away, a lot faster than you'd expect than even a horse would be able to move in that short amount of time. So you're not really certain what it is. But as you're going up ahead, you hear it a third time, and then you actually make a investigation notice roll.
Okay.
There's a couple things I see. So.
13.
Okay, it's a 13. You don't hear anything else, but as you're going along a few minutes later, you do catch flickers in the distance in the trees, which looks like fire. Probably fire.
Like a... fire in the forest, or like a controlled?
It looks like something that was set, but is quickly spiraling out of control.
Okay.
You don't think it's going to get large enough to actually burn down the whole forest or anything, but like stuff is being burned. And about this time, from out of the underbrush does come a shadowy figure. At first, you're not sure who it is, and you're getting ready, and you realize it's the Shisoro.
Okay.
He looks like he's... you know, looks like you've been hit in the face.
Yeah, like, he'll see, like, as he approaches me, like, my katana's like half drawn.
He holds up his hands. I assume you're going where I'm going.
Shisoro-san? I don't even know where I'm going yet.
Well, then let me show you. And he, I mean, he's like, you probably want to get off your horse if you want to be quiet.
I'll tie the horse to a tree.
I tell the
servant to just take both horses back to the manor.
That one's some. He will gladly turn around and start heading back towards the manor. You guys approach, and you don't even need to make rolls for this. The ground beneath your feet as you're approaching starts feeling wet. And at first you think maybe it's dew or something. Then you can notice the smell. There's been a slaughter.
Oh.
You guys are probably going to have to go to a shrine after this and get purified because you're waiting basically
through
blood. And as you're getting close, you can see people, like what's left of people from this bandit camp, and it looks like the tents have all been set on fire and torched.
Someone slaughtered all the bandits?
It looks like an animal or a group of animals went through and ripped everyone to pieces. It's horrific, really.
Okay.
Actually,
no,
make a willpower test because this is, it's just, even for a crab, this is... And you actually do notice, even whatever your result is, that this Soro is retching, basically.
Okay.
He's stepped aside to...
I got 15.
You're able to keep your composure, but it is... It's
okay.
Grisly.
It's horrible.
Yes. I mean, these are the bandits that the Shisora was in the camp of earlier, and there's nobody left.
Oh, someone slaughtered Delo. Okay.
Just killed everybody. You can make a hunting tracking roll, though.
Okay.
It'll be based on your perception.
Yep. Hunting is normally based on
yep.
perception.
That's on the flip side.
Explosion.
Yes.
That's 18. 27.
You do see something, and at first you think it's animal tracks.
Okay.
But if you're watching it or, like, examining them, it's gotta be human heading back towards the village.
Okay.
It looks like it's only really a few minutes ahead of you.
Okay.
But judging by the speed that these tracks have been placed and whatever it is that's been through here, it's moving fast.
Okay. I will endeavor to move quickly as well. Just tell
the Shisora will catch
back up
with you.
Yeah, just tell him to keep up with me.
I'm going to leave you guys. Cut back to you. You wake up, and at first... You think maybe you've been blinded, but then you realize you've got a blindfold over you. You feel your arms and
my shackles still on.
You are still bound. In fact, your legs are bound too. And what you wake up to is shouting. Actually, you hear...
How many voices?
Just two. The first thing you hear is...
like an argument?
Oda! What are you doing here? And a bit smoother. Aichi-sama.
Really?
Well, I could say sama. You've been very useful. What are you talking about? But like any tool, when your usefulness is at an end, you must be disposed of. What are you? Get away from me! Stay back! And you just hear a scream and then some inhuman... You can't even tell what it is. Like, it's... But... And then these wet sounds of, like, ripping and tearing.
Like someone's literally being pulled apart.
Yeah. And then there is, like, a pause for a second. Maybe hear something sniffing the air.
Am I, like, crouched? Am I
you can't tell. You're like, basically on your side,
okay.
Like, down.
I try to remain perfectly still, then.
And after a second, it turns and leaves. And there's quiet. I mean,
I wait.
Like, deathly silence.
I wait a good long time. And then after I wait for a really, really, really long time.
There's a long wait, and there's nothing.
Then
like,
I wait.
Just the sound of your own breathing, and that's it. But
yeah, I mean, I seriously do wait an extremely long time. Like, I would probably wait an hour in perfect stillness, and then if I don't hear anything, then I'm going to start trying to work.
Mm-hmm.
Work out my bones.
Okay. Well, since you're waiting, we'll cut back to your
right.
Deal, guys. About 30-ish minutes later, you guys get back to town. It's hard to navigate at night, even if you're following the tracks, but... Like, whatever's leaving these tracks, it was in a hurry. But at this point, like, you know, you must have just gotten to the village a few minutes after it. And at this point, like, it's way ahead of you. Like,
okay.
You don't know how it's managing it. But, like, and there's that part of you that's a crab tingling, like, something really bad is happening here.
Okay. Is there anything weird about, like, the footsteps? Are they, like, larger than normal?
No, they're human-sized footsteps.
Okay.
I mean, at first, when you were first tracking it, it seemed like it probably was an animal of some sort. And then at this point, no, human. Like,
okay.
Absolutely human. But you do get back to the village, and at that point, you kind of lose it. Like, you're not really sure where it could have gone or gotten to, because it looks like probably there's somebody ducked down an alleyway. You would have to roll street rides at this point to keep up the tracks.
Yeah. What is that, intelligence? Streetwise? Or is that awareness?
Should be... am I coming up with it? No, investigation, I'm sorry. Yes.
Oh, investigation.
And streetwise isn't a thing, so I don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
yeah, investigation, so it'd be perception.
I forgot.
Yeah.
Maybe it was.
It might have been once upon a time.
Okay, so I'll investigate.
Yeah, that's cocked.
Okay, 11. So
yeah,
probably...
You don't know.
Yeah.
You lose it somewhere
yeah,
beyond the sea
kinda,
gates.
I just kind of swear and it's, damn it!
So, But Shasora's like, if it's in here, we should check the magistrate station. Bayushi-san is in danger.
Hi. So I start running towards the magistrate station.
Totally not there.
Yeah, you guys had it. It looks like the place has been kind of turned inside out.
Is there anybody there?
No. Okay. But it looks like, I mean, the magistrate's stuff has been kind of right through. It looks like the door to the cave has been ripped open.
Okay.
But, yeah, that's it. That's all you can tell. Like,
all right. There's no... can I just... I don't know, I guess I'll just try and be following a different set of tracks to see if whoever left here.
You can make a hunting roll to see if you can figure something out.
We're still in the city, so
you're following tracks specifically. Okay. You're not just trying to notice where someone might have gone. Which is it's going to be a hard roll because you're in an urban environment.
But. Yeah. Explosions.
Oh.
One explosion.
No, I was going to say it's not this one.
So that's it's only 26.
Only.
Not quite.
Not the way he said hard.
There's a lot of footprint. It's really hard to tell. A lot of people have been in and out of the office.
It's active,
So you guys are searching around for a while, but while it's happening, you break out of your bonds. You can make a strength check if you want to do it impressively. Otherwise, you can kind of wiggle your way out. You eventually find something to kind of smash them open.
I don't have a Superman moment.
Right. And you untie your legs. You're behind a shoji screen.
That's probably what saved my life.
Yeah. it's very dark. You can barely tell. But there is a lamp, you can see shining from outside the room.
Do I see any bodies?
Well, as you step out from behind the shoji screen, it's like a charnel house.
Yeah.
Smell washes over you.
I'm glad I'm wearing my mask.
And you are. it's bad. And what you can tell is it looks like there was some sort of ritual that was being set up. Didn't look like a good ritual.
Oh.
Looked like probably you were going to be used for something.
I was going
to
get sacrificed.
Yeah. But there is, pieces of that priest that you had been fought, that had broken out of jail.
Does that look like the
Kitsu?
I can only assume it's Oda.
No.
Or is it
Aichi? Aichi.
Oh, Aichi.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I couldn't tell from the voices.
Right. But the whole point is it's hard to tell what was going on. Either to catch your breath or get out of there.
I'm going to do one quick thing, too, though. Okay. Are the bodies of the Ronin there?
You don't see them in there.
Okay. He had a Wakizashi, right?
He did, yes.
I take his Wakizashi just because I feel
you kind of have to wrap it around something before you touch it.
I try not to think about it. I feel naked about a weapon.
Right. And as you step outside, you do see there are what you would assume were the Ronin that have also been ripped to pieces.
I don't see my Daisho anywhere, right?
Not there. Well, no, you do. Actually, yeah, you saw them inside. So you can strap it.
I take my weapon.
Yeah.
I'm used to their weight.
Right. But it's gruesome.
Is that guy's Wakizashi, is it in any way personalized or have...
No, it seems very, very plain, actually.
Okay. Because I would, if I had anything that had proof of who that was, I would keep it. But.
Right.
But if it's not... If there's nothing distinguishing.
Do you have calligraphy?
I don't.
Okay. And you don't have sleight of hand?
I do not.
Okay. Then go ahead and make an investigation roll.
There's a trick handle.
Well, no. But...
that was way better. That's 20 right there. It was 210. 37. And I got another 10. 38.
Yeah, as you're examining the Wakizashi, at first it looks like, normal line thing.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the cloth seems kind of loose, and you kind of tug for a second, and there's, another cloth underneath it where it seems black and white and with, kind of a serpentine stitching etched into it.
Do I recognize that?
You can make a lore heraldry if you
like. Yeah, I have that now.
Okay.
I just learned it. The 13.
You're not.
It's not one of the sure. not one yeah. of the major clans, or even one of the prominent minor clans.
Right, exactly. They've been pretty much stamped out.
I mean, I think I know from last session.
Yeah.
My character has no idea. I take it with me, though.
Okay.
I wrap it back up, and I take it with me. That's evidence. Evidence of what I don't know, but that's evidence.
So where do you head at this point? Aside from away from the crime.
Do I know where I am? Am I underground?
I mean, you come out, and you're in the same corner where you were earlier today, where you had to go. Like it's the bad part of town.
I head back to the magistrate's. I head back to the governor's estate.
Okay, you're heading up that way, and actually,
I kind of stick to the shadows.
Right, you're kind of sneaking around. Dave, the Shisuro, and you at this point, like the Shisuro's like, I guess we should head back to the estate.
Yeah, I'm not finding anything here.
Mm. But you guys can both make some investigation notice rolls. Since.
Me too? Or
yeah, you can make one too.
To see if we see each other? Yeah. 13, 16.
What 16. Was your stealth check, by the way, Nick?
Stealth is, it's a low skill, right?
Yep.
So I get it for free. What's the,
It's agility.
Agility. All right, so I get 43. That's not great. We
have
to keep that one. That's 14. 22.
Okay. You're sneaking pretty good, but... Who am I sounding like the most? Baishi-san.
Is that for sure?
Yeah. Anyways,
that come on.
Glad to see you're all right.
Likewise. I have learned a few things.
Okay.
I was,
Perhaps it is best to not discuss this out in the open.
Agreed. Let us head back to the governor's, but
be careful.
I'm not sure I'm going to be welcome there. But what I've learned may interest him more than his interest in throwing me back into prison.
You guys get up to the gate. Obviously, there's guards. So like, we told you, Hiruma-san, it's closed.
We have new information. We need to speak to the governor.
You can do that in the morning. It's rather late.
It's imperative we speak to the governor. We need to speak to him now.
You can make either an intimidation roll or a courtier roll.
Actually, at this point, I would step in. Because they see me, and they know I'm wanted, right?
Yeah, they're like... They kind of had their hands on their sword.
Our business is urgent. You don't want to be the ones who you have to tell the governor later that you're the ones who delayed us with our news.
That's an intimidation.
Okay.
Which is a low skill, so... Or no, it's not low. But
intimidation?
Yeah, okay. You're right.
Get all these free skills are being free 1 point.
Keep losing that eye.
That's going to be 16 plus this explosion. 22.
Very well, but this is highly irregular. They will wave you guys in. They do wave down one of the guys patrolling as kind of an escort, because, again, this is really irregular, but and actually some of you will see them toss like a human servant up, like, go wake the governor. And he runs up to the house ahead of you guys. But you guys are led through basically to his chambers at this point. And the human's just bowing outside. And you step inside. There is a very sleepy. He's, you know, putting his robes on. What is so urgent that a man can't sleep around here?
I bow.
You have no reason to bow to me.
I recognize your authority.
Do you?
Kitsusama. I've presented myself here before you instead of just leaving town. But I've learned some things. There's a member of your clan freed me from your prison tonight. He called himself Ichi. I actually unwrapped the Bakazashi, and he had this. I did not recognize...
This is not a lion's blade.
I did not recognize the clan, but it was his Bakazashi. Someone named Oda killed him. But it was not a normal death. He was ripped limb from limb, as were his bodyguards. I believe they actually intended to use me as some sort of sacrifice.
To do what?
I don't know, but I can only assume this Ichi is Mabosuka.
You speak very dark things.
I can show you. I can show you the ritual circle.
I'd rather not see. But unfortunately, that does confirm some of what I suspected. The master of the temple has been missing for almost a year.
I suspect he is dead and Ichi killed him.
Yeah, when I see the blade, can I do like a lower shadow lance?
You definitely can.
Right. At this point, Shishiro might start talking to based on what he saw.
Yeah, I mean, he'll fill it up. Oda at least claimed to be a monk from the Spider Clan acting as an ambassador, but he seemed to be
35 on the Shadowlands.
This is the snake, the Chuda.
Family. The blade belongs to a Chuda.
The governor seemed frustrated. You would dare speak such a cursed name in my house?
I would speak the truth.
Crap. Go on, Chizuru. Son.
I actually believe, pardon the intrusion, Governor Sango, but I believe our companions should be roused from their slumber if they're here as well. This is something that they should hear, and this is part of our investigation. Lady Orotomo should be present.
Boy! We are other guests. And you guys will have kind of a knock on the wall. Wake, rousing you both from kind of deep sleeps.
Yes.
Alright!
Your companions have returned, Samurai Samas. The governor wishes your presence immediately.
Of course.
At once.
And then from my room, my companions left.
So you guys,
I take the time to actually dress stuff. I don't like hurry without by still getting fully dressed. And...
Do you, or you just put on a robe?
So 1 hour later, the dojo.
I probably don't spend that much time.
So the Orokomo arrived fairly quickly. The dojo a few minutes later, but he looks impeccable.
Right. Well, as soon as Yorotomo,
I'm still adjusting my eye patch.
Yorotomo comes in. I start, you know, catching him up on where we're at.
I do relay the bandit cap of Slard as well.
Oh, but also in the same way, like they're ripped, like
apart. Yeah, those are like charnel houses of blood. Mm.
I understand. These are all very serious things. Aren't you in jail?
That was part of my story. Were you not paying attention?
So,
Bayushi-san
does still look rather worse for wear.
Yeah,
he's still injured.
I'm still crazed.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm at the last end of grace. So if I get like bruised, I go to.
Do you have one more point?
I walk over.
I'm not surprised to see you here.
Oh yeah. What's my spellcasting roll again?
It's your ring plus your insight rank.
Insight rank is one.
Yeah.
And it's what type
water.
Of spell?
Water.
So it's water. And do you have a specialty or his school?
He gets a free raise on certain spells.
I get free raise.
I said I was walking by him, but then I present myself to some other bow.
Well, you cast water as his affinity, right?
Oh,
so
yes.
So you roll.
Mm-hmm.
You treat it
as one
spear
higher.
Rank was one higher.
Yeah.
So I will keep. But I still only keep my ring. So
yeah.
I'll keep
mm-hmm.
those three.
Yeah. If you can only create for at least 18, that's
37,
41. I could have been dead.
I'll I heal 39.
Okay, well, that was where
he could have been almost
dead. Yeah. Not only did he heal you, he cleaned you.
So as I said something, I walk by and
I actually thank you.
Wow.
Thank the water spirits.
I believe your Shizuro was about to fill us in, and yeah, that like he relates what you guys saw at the, but also ahead of that, he's like, Oda claimed to be a monk of the Spider Clan. He had the trappings of a Sohai, but with that information, I don't believe him. Even a member of the Spider could have done something gruesome.
Well, unfortunately, that does limit our leads. Ichi-sama seems like he was the one who corrupted your son.
Well,
But he also reported to this Oda, perhaps.
Actually.
Well, no, no, no.
Well,
what he thought Oda was reporting to him,
mm-hmm.
but
yeah.
Oda was clearly...
really in charge.
Right, and Oda had other forces behind him as well.
Oda's the priest we spoke with, right?
Oda was the monk. The priest was Aichi.
Yeah.
Oda was the monk that attacked.
And
yeah.
is Aichi
yeah.
dad?
Yeah.
I was the guy that was his teacher.
He was the one that
was
we talked to in the temple.
Yeah.
By the Qui-Gon.
Yeah. He was the second in charge.
Mm-hmm.
Probably at some point, you know, this is a lot of character discussion, but, and I don't know if you were talking, it seems like he's dense, but that would explain it in character too. But,
because you assume he's dense.
Yeah, that's true. Aichi-sama trained the Kitsu who went to
mm-hmm.
The Jōtai Championship. And he probably corrupted them at some point. And he also had the bandits, so that's where he got those men through his old teacher.
But based on what you guys know, it's possible that he even know these guys were Shadowlands.
Right. Well, he might not have known.
He
might not have known to at least what depths of depravity that they were indulging.
But he was probably just
right.
honoring his teacher.
Right.
Yeah, I'm all on that.
But I mean, there was still some
out of character.
Still,
I don't know. The dude
he did try to frame the guy.
He did
yeah.
use Maha.
No, he did. No. I don't think it was. It wasn't. Did he?
Out of character,
no,
we know.
No,
out of character, we know he used Maha.
Oh,
and
in
character,
that's
I do suspect it fully because of the cuts they mentioned
magic.
On his hand.
Gosh,
right. And that's also why Tom didn't recognize the spell because of blood magic.
Mm-hmm.
And also, he employed at some point Oda. He thought Oda was working for him, but Oda was probably just there keeping an eye on him for whatever reason. And at some point, Oda decided to kill him.
It is clear that, and then back to character.
And also, they wanted to do the personal kind of sacrifice.
So Ichi's still alive.
Hey,
right
now.
No,
Ichi's
a very against
Oda's still alive.
That's why I mentioned our leads are drying up, because Aichi was our main lead.
Like yeah, Oda wanted it that way.
No, exactly. he's quick.
Yeah, but now we know.
He thought we were getting close, and he probably is like, okay, I'm gonna cut loose ends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay. It is clear that your son was only honoring his teachers.
I'm not sure that those are teachers that you want to honor.
His teacher was a Maho Tsukai.
He was not a man as of yet.
Enough.
I suspect this
told me all I need to know.
I suspect this Oda is long gone, but we still, it is our obligation to pursue him. If I do not speak up, I'm turning to Otomo-san.
We are sent to investigate. I think we know much of what happened now.
Okay. I think if we pursue, we're somewhat out of our jurisdiction.
As well as out of our league. So this is just...
For yourselves.
We should report back. He said he would find us, but let's spend a day trying to get more information if we can find out where he went.
Oh, I would hope then, Governor Sama, that your men give up the pursuit of me.
They will hope for the time being.
Right.
At least until
morning.
If you wish to sleep, I will allow you to sleep. He seems pretty exhausted, like he wants this conversation
right.
to be over at this point.
Yeah, that's right.
Because
yeah.
he said nothing but bad things.
Yeah. yeah. And I've been up all night at this point,
yeah.
so I'm tired too. So
yeah.
We should take it. We'll take our leave now.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
you
I sleep, actually, but I sleep with my Daisho like on the bed next to me.
Just the manor has a place where I can bathe.
Yeah, it's got a bathhouse. You guys stop.
Oh
yeah,
I have to. Yeah, well, I mean, I have to purify myself.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, you guys can stop at the shrine too
yeah.
if you'd like. There is a small shrine because he is a priest, so like
okay.
to purify yourselves, do your devotions. So the three of you,
yeah.
especially.
Yep, that's what I do, and then I go to bed.
From earlier.
Yeah, you kind of crawled in it.
Yeah.
Purify, bathe, bed.
I'll meditate at the shrine, the water shrine.
Oh, you go all the way up there? Okay.
For the remainder of the night.
Well, also, Tom, that Wakizashi also, that was another hint for you, that because you saw the Aichi as a snake, or he was hissing similarly.
Yeah, yeah. I got that. That's why I assumed it was him that was dead. I didn't know if there was another snake.
Yeah, he was the guy who was dead.
Yeah, but he thought Oda was probably working for him, but Oda was really sent to keep an eye on him. And then...
Well, they're both spider clan.
Or the...
I do ask you for that sword.
Yeah, I give it to you.
Okay, then I pray.
I just brought it back as evidence.
Now, the timeline, the Chuda haven't broken off yet, right?
Not yet.
Okay, so yeah. As far as I know, they're both spider. They're both spider clan.
Okay. So Chuda is a spider clan?
Chuda, or
it's
snake.
Family.
Same family. Is
okay.
Part of the spider clan.
Okay.
As we leave,
Well, you guys, I mean, it's still really late at night, so you're probably not just heading out just yet. He is. He's heading out.
No, but as we leave, then his...
Oh, okay. Okay.
And why would the spider try to sabotage their own at the championship?
I believe there are rival factions than the spider.
Evil will always fight itself.
The spider that we dealt with until this championship actually behaved quite honorably. But perhaps, again, another faction from the spider sought to discredit them.
The Chudo have always been the darkest faction in the spider.
No.
That's right.
I agree with him on my son. And that, so far, they haven't proven anything. They're all so evil. But we don't need to leave here at once. The governor's had enough.
Well, he said he'd let you sleep the night.
I'm going to leave in the morning.
That's what I meant. Going to do. I'm assuming we're having this conversation in the Badlands
right.
or something.
Yeah.
I'm going to bed after this.
Yeah.
I obviously don't stay. I just kind of follow you guys in as we're talking, but I leave since I'm not drenched in whatever.
In gore.
From the knees down.
Everybody, the Ronin and Aishi also.
Yeah,
I have like the blood of five people on my.
Yeah, he's more covered in blood than I am.
Mind the lions, Aishi's, and the two Ronins.
Yeah. I mean, you were kind of crawling as you were getting your blindfolds off, and you kind of like you could feel your hands in it. You're like, oh god, what am I talking?
All the Shadowlands talk that happened is that very even though it's. The truth, it was still very poor to bring up. Is that correct?
He looked really upset you guys were talking about it.
Well, as soon as he mentioned the truth,
I didn't talk about it at all.
I know.
It isn't. I mean, it's...
Well, that's a crap for you.
I'll let you, the expert, talk about it.
Now he says, not you look rude.
Yeah, the room is like, well, this is just the truth.
It's the real truth, but it's the truth.
Right. Okay.
So you can make a void meditation roll here at Benefit.
Only 14.
Like I said,
you do
two meals.
Yeah, it's a very fleeting vision. What you see is the sword, the Wakizashi, turns into a snake, and then it kind of melts into like dross, and it's trying to like change shapes, but it keeps melting and changing shapes and melting. But that's it. In the morning, those of you who slept in the governor's estate, awaken to the smell of food in your room.
In the
Okay.
Well, actually, I put my hand in my dice because I said I was sleeping. That's like the next week after having a really terrible night.
Stand down by Ishi-san, and you smell like tobacco smoke. Exciting.
Are we all in the same room?
Is it the... Is it the surgery?
Yeah, you look, and sitting like cross-legged on the floor in front of the door with food that he is eating is Sir Chishiro.
I mean, my sword is half drawn, but as soon as I see it, I sheathe it.
Sir Chishiro.
Quite a mess you've all made.
I believe we really discovered what lied underneath.
Well,
we've uncovered a mess.
You have cost me. Illegal duels in the middle of the street while under my authority?
He challenged me.
So you seek a magistrate. You have one of those in your arm card. Or you did. If I can find him, I'll be revoking his privileges.
He trained to be a magistrate.
I'm the Yoritomo.
Oh, yeah, magistrate? I didn't know that.
No, he was your...
I was acting magistrate.
Oh, I didn't realize.
He was none of that occurred.
He was quote-unquote the lieutenant.
Yeah,
okay,
if you had just grabbed him, he could have been like, yeah, duel!
I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that it also granted him the...
Yeah, he has the right to the magistrate.
Okay. But I wouldn't have said that. I have learned the harsh lesson.
You haven't learned it yet.
I do now understand that. Magistrate is required.
Right. Well, Yushi, you understand loyalty, I hope, in your own way as a scorpion.
An empire.
What about to those who bail your ass out of the fire? He's a mantis. He can sleep.
I am grateful to you.
Ah, you don't want gratitude. I want servitude.
Yes, a heavy price.
I saved your life. Or did you really think you were going to walk out of this village with your head?
You do owe him.
I appreciate the gesture.
Very good. As such, I want you to head to the Crane border. There's a village. It seems to be preparing for a war with the lion.
We are not done with our work then.
Since when have we become enemies of the lion?
You tell me, Gorishan.
What is the name of this village?
Kosatenshiro. It's a castle, actually.
But whose lands are they?
Technically the Daidoji's. But if you ask me on the train, they look the same. No offense, it's the hair.
Are they the, I can make a lore hell be right, you know.
Amazing how...
See,
I'm in like a really tough fire.
You can make a little herb.
The herb is chuckling a little bit.
Yeah. 15.
Daidoji are pretty much the warriors of
the
crane. They're the army.
Iron warriors,
yep.
Or whatever, yeah. The Iron Crane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're like the one family that the crane kind of respect a little bit.
Even the mantis, because they got the trading counter
yeah.
in the sky.
Yeah,
so
right?
they're the kind of cool crane.
So, if anyone in the crane would wage war, so.
Looks like we're preparing for a siege, actually. So the lion village of Karu is on the other side of the border. They've been getting belligerent, from what I understand it.
The lion will provoke a war.
Don't ask me. But I have to clean up your mess, so I figure you might as well go take a look. I'm not giving you the authority, because I don't want you to do anything.
What is your interest in this, Shizuru-sama? When you all said
I'm a Tsuruchi, first of all. Not
Dark.
A Tsuru.
Tsuruchi.
That was mad. That was mad.
Yes.
Was not.
I have to say, if you did it in character for a second, you would have seen the Tsuruchi going, I'm going to cut you in half. Tsuruchi don't really get along with the Scorpion. But, I'm an Umbra Magistrate. I have duties. But since you blindly stumbled into a mystery, I figured you might as well have another one.
Then you consider this matter solved, or I assume you...
No, I consider myself following it up and trying to clean up your mess. As such, I won't be able to investigate this new matter on my desk.
At the conclusion of that, I would assume that our affairs are settled.
It depends on how well you conclude it, doesn't it?
You may not like the way I conclude matters.
Well, then your debt will not be settled.
I smile. Yes. Rokugani Takis, a lot of everything's double entendre. Everything has a double meaning.
He doesn't seem to care about the double meaning so much.
Right.
He's a bounty hunter, he's on the road most of the time. He didn't give a shit about this, though.
Searchy bounty hunters are typically very plain spoken.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I'm bantering with him a little bit.
So. Yeah. He seems to not mostly be following.
Right.
He's like, whatever, dude.
Like, just do it. Well, Orochamo-sama, Romino, you're okay.
You won't have one, but I will arrange traveling papers.
Yes, and that will do.
I don't want you acting under my authority. No offense. I hope none of you are offended by that, but...
I would not want to act under his authority anyways.
He did a fine job. He needs to be commended.
We'll see.
No, I want him.
He reaches out his hand.
I hand him the Wakizashi and their papers.
Your badge, too, please.
And the badge. It was an honor to serve the Empire.
If you had served it.
Well, at least he's being equal opportunity.
equal opportunity jerk.
See, that's the thing with samurai culture. Samurai are all assholes. Most of them just couch it in flowery.
Yeah.
He just doesn't have any patience for the flowery turret. Why don't you go along? We'll brief you on the way, since you were too busy to be concerned with my briefing.
I raise the eyebrow that I can raise.
he seems to raise the mirrored eyebrow since the other half of his face is kind of concealed. Just see what you can find out. That's all I'm asking of you. Don't get into any trouble, please. Don't get into any trouble. But if you do, it's on your own heads this time. All I'm giving you is traveling papers. Not any authority to do anything. And he will hand you traveling papers.
Right. I put them in my pack.
Well, I think we've all taken enough of the Kitsu's hospitality. And there's a little bit of food left. It looks like there were actually a number of plates that have all at this point been eaten, except for a little bit on one of them. He takes that plate and walks out.
I believe we best leave. I think we've extended our welcome.
Now, what was the name of the family that was at the border?
The first of all, you'll be passing through that Lion Village, Kaeru. K-A-E-R-O-U.
Yeah, we don't really need to investigate it anywhere, though, right?
Right. And,
this is the one that's threatening...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And
so
then there's Kosatsu and Shiro.
So we probably want to stop in the...
You just
want to
take a look. That's all he really entitled you to do, is just see what you can find out. If you look through the traveling papers as you're going, there's actually a festival going on in Kosatsu and Shiro a couple of days from now, so you're just basically being invited to the festival.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's our cover.
Not a cover. That's what he's entitled you to do, is just take a look around the festival.
Right. But as we're passing through Kaeru, though, we might as well see why is the line here itching for a
Well, if you're going through a village, it is generally considered...
That's Crane then, right?
Kaeru is Lionlands. It's border. Kaeru, and then north of it is Kosatsu and Shiro. And you'll actually be stopping in Kosatsu and Shiro for the festival.
Right. Okay. But we're passing through.
But
Kaeru is also the place where they're...
Yeah, we'll stop in the Lion Village. We'll spend the night there. We'll figure out what's going on, and then we'll move on to the festival.
Yes.
Yeah, but... Okay, if there's a war brewing...
It's still open borders. There's technically not going to be a war.
Okay,
neither one of them
is brewing.
Not yet. There's a lot of discontentment going on.
Okay.
I don't know how much of this was in character, but I asked what the heck's going on.
Yeah, we catch you up.
I'm trying to figure out which of the...
We're going to Unicorn Lands?
Or
Crane.
Crane Lands?
But I was trying to figure out what family is the one that's...
Oh, Matsu in Kaeru Lands.
And the Daidoji.
In Crane Lands.
Really hard to pronounce Kaeru.
Starting to think my family doesn't like me.
He's a Tsuruchi, not a Yoritomo. Clan.
He's mad at us, but
yeah.
That's the other
he's thing. Also leading you closer to the coast, so maybe he's doing you a favor.
That was the other thing. The Daioji's got a Bushi.
How close are we going to be to the coast?
Right, but
probably
it's the other...
You could probably walk a bit north for a couple of days after
that
and actually get to Dragon Guard City, which is a Mantis holding.
Can I have my men meet me in that city?
Yeah, definitely. You can send word along.
You're the iron one, the iron train.
Yeah.
You could have your boat waiting for you if you wanted.
I was more thinking the money.
Well, then you can make a roll for that too, which is actually in this book. Let me see.
Because your vessel is trading right while we're traveling.
By the way, Drive Through RPG, since I'm looking through the hard copy of Strongholds of the Empire, which is a PDF on the release, fantastic. Free advertising.
For Drive Through RPG.
Here you go.
Yeah. Well, that's where I bought all this.
That's why I got
this
idea.
Well, no, they did a print.
Oh, they got print on demand.
Oh,
that's how I have that actually.
AG had a print on demand of this.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I didn't realize they did binding too.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Well, how much was it versus buying the actual book?
About the same price.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, there wasn't anything on it.
Yeah.
And you got a copy of the PDF.
Yeah.
Oh,
and you
could also get that copy.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. How many weeks has it been?
Two-ish.
Okay, so it's 5 to 10 cuckoo per voyage. Which is 2 weeks.
Cuckoo. I'll make a commercial.
I'm cuckoo for Bushido.
Cuckoo for Bushido.
Oh, his intelligence. If you don't have it, or even if you do have it,
I do have it.
Well, I hope that's yours. Oh, God.
I see an explosion.
Well,
three
see,
explosions.
But I can only keep two of them.
Well,
but
you want to
roll all three.
Right.
Do you?
Yes. Because if you get the best
one.
Because they'll all
they all count as 10 right now, but they might all be other things.
They all need to be higher.
Like 98. There you go.
So, 37.
Yeah, go ahead and get the maximum amount of cocoa.
So I don't actually have
You won't have it yet, but yeah, your crew. Assume your crew.
Can I borrow a pencil?
If they're important backup, have that much in trade and whatnot. that they're offloading it.
What was the maximum amount that you got? Oh my god.
Mantis makes the money. So.
Yeah. He's rich.
He just got double my starting money.
He already had doubled your starting money because he started with 10.
And then he doubled it again.
Yeah.
But he lost some of the gambling today.
Yeah.
Alright.
Apparently.
Actually, as you guys are leaving this town, you were expecting kind of that stench and nauseating, like the black clouds. As you stop out in the morning, it is raining, finally. And it's a clear rain. Relieved. And it rains heavier as you walk out of the village. It's very much cleared up. You don't really smell the death, the plague, the same way you did before. You're not really sure why, because none of you... Well, you could make a spellcraft roll.
Maybe that's the world's way of saying that Oda has moved on.
I don't have spellcraft, so...
You're Shiganja without spellcraft?
Yep.
What? How is that even...
Because it said spellcraft was used for creating new spells,
it
didn't...
Right, but...
But isn't it a school skill?
I'm pretty sure it's a school skill for you.
No, I don't think so.
Nothing but confusion. Let me look in Great Clans.
That is bizarre.
Well, I'm looking, yeah. Oh, you have Great Clans in front of you, too.
Yeah. That sounds worth it.
He bought it, because his wife bought it.
I bought it.
I'm not
a Are you sure?
Yeah, she bought me the main.
Wait, Tom and I are very close, but I'm not there.
So it's anyone's skill. You could have taken it. Generally,
you should have taken it.
But
okay, never mind.
You can
buy one next week.
Yeah.
After this game.
Yeah.
You can make an intelligence roll if you'd like.
How much XP do you have? Or did you spend it all?
I have 15.
Oh my god, you
could spend N XP on this spellcraft. You're not sure, but you would assume some ritual was actually keeping this land kind of unfortunate. It may have been interrupted and stopped at some point last night.
Rather than sacrifice, I would still feel bad.
Yeah.
I say as much minus the sacrifice part.
I assume the sacrifice part.
Yeah, okay.
Shall we?
Ah,
oh, it's you and me again, beast, isn't it? Of course.
It whinnies unhappily.
Just relax, Yoritomo-san. It's okay. It's just a horse.
It doesn't like me.
Only because you don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you should lose a little weight.
Not Doji with the cutting line.
I'm a big man.
It's all that high dining that you do.
There's no overweightness here. Hit my rock hard abs.
He's pretty good. He's got big strength.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
it's about to go to 4.
Are you raising your strength?
Yep.
Are you raising your water ring?
Yeah. Not yet. Then I'll raise perception.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, you have a 3 in perception, right?
I have a rank 3 in water now, so I have 3, 3, 3.
Gotcha. You guys so strong.
Why are you so strong?
Someone has to win the athletics rolls when I come on. That's me.
Mantis
are generally good at that.
I don't know if I'm ever going to raise my strength, because the way I'm going to damage
you will eventually.
Through faint, though. Yeah, eventually.
Because you want to get all your rings.
It also makes you faster to raise your water. You like faster. Faster movement speed.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Well, yeah, movement's based on water. Your water ring.
But yeah, it's about 2 days travel, but it's very uneventful. I mean, you don't run into any bandits, really. The guards seem to be doing a better job keeping control of things. It's like, in addition to the weather and the environs being kind of better, it feels like just a better atmosphere. I mean, it's still Lionland, so people are still generally kind of unfriendly and harsh, but it feels like something has been lifted. Maybe not in the best way possible, because something fucked up happened, but nevertheless. So you do come to the border of Karu, which is a fairly large village, actually, or city. Large rodent populations are kept mostly in check. There's actually a rodent vessel family, which people are at least familiar with the name of the Karu.
Okay.
Who live here.
How big is the village?
It's pretty big. Not like the size of like a major clan holding, but it's decently sized. It's bigger than the land you were in before. Now, if you're planning on spending the night here, general common etiquette is if you're stopping in a city, you do announce yourselves at court to at least let the governor know that you're there. If you're just passing through, you really don't have to do
it. What time are we arriving?
It's midday.
Midday, okay.
I say we stop for the night.
Yeah.
Okay. Then we...
Because we do have a job to do.
Yeah, we want to poke around a little bit.
Okay.
I'm going by poking around that corner.
Yeah, no, this is actually perfect for you, Matt.
Yeah.
I keep my eyes and ears out as we're traveling there.
Okay.
I see if there's any drunk lion that I can do.
No. That's probably a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, you meet in court.
Well, I mean, I'll bring her if we get stopped.
It's pretty standard. And very well.
Who's the governor?
It's a Matsu Mugoi. Or Mugoi. Probably Mugoi.
How's it spelled?
M-U-G-O-I.
Mugoi?
Mugoi. Probably.
M-U-G-O-I?
Yeah.
Mugoi.
Mugoi. Okay. And, you know, the court's not... The court's not that busy. It's the Matsu's court.
Yeah.
People aren't hanging around too much. But, I mean, there's a couple people about. There is a dude who's sitting in the center, or at the, you know, top, basically throne, quote-unquote.
Was this the home, by any chance, of the Matsu who went to the Topaz Championship? Or is that a different place?
Different place.
Okay. Because we ended up, that was one place we were potentially going to investigate, but we never ended up going
there. You get the sense it's probably cleared up. She was blackmailed by Karu, and, you know, but...
I mean, we'll never know now, but I was wondering if he was actually keeping her suppressed, if he was keeping her weak.
Hard to say.
Yeah.
But there is a tall man, you know, at the dais, muscular, square, unfriendly face, and he's got a nasty scar on the right side of his neck, which goes all the way up to the corner of his ear. Yeah. And those of you who are bushy get the sense this guy is just barely containing, like, just anger. Like, just seething with rage. And especially as you step in the court, he growls. And most of the courters, who are mostly lying, all turn and kind of give you a wary look. And some of them have a kind of tired look, and they roll their eyes like, oh, not another crane sent to turn.
You would
approach the dais, you bow, present yourselves, and then if you want to be in court, you can filter among the courtiers and do all that hullabaloo.
So, walk up. So it's a Matsu?
It's Matsu. Matsu Mugoi.
Matsu-sama. I am Doji Ichiro.
Undoubtedly another crane sent to try to talk me down from my rightful vengeance.
I am not here to do any such thing. In fact, I have just come from the Kitsu lands.
Mm-hmm. What were you doing there?
How much are we supposed to divulge?
I assume none of it.
No, officially, you weren't really doing anything.
Especially because otherwise you're accusing a lion of really being...
Yeah.
No, I'm not actually accusing it. More or less...
Just be as vague as possible.
Yeah.
You're traveling through own business.
Mm. Business of the Empire.
In my experience, very little your plan to do that's actually in the best interest of the Empire. But, welcome to my land. Are you staying long?
For just the evening.
Good. Who are your friends?
Bayushi.
Hiramoto.
Hiramoto. Oruma. Oruma.
Masaru.
Masaru.
Shishiro. Toru.
That's
what I always forget.
Orishigatu.
Orishigatu.
I bow low.
And
Shishiro Toru.
Shishiro Toru.
He gives most of you nods. He kind of gives you a little bit of a dip. The rest of you just like, Enjoy my hospitality, nonetheless. And he kind of returns to his own manners.
Is there anybody else in the court that isn't lying?
There's...
No. In a courtiers.
There's a...
Because it always seems that they're all pretty...
pissed off.
Yeah. And I'm probably not going to learn anything from them.
Something appears to have yanked this guy's chain.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned vengeance. I mean, I took a... took note of that, but then it's like, hey, what are you trying to avenge?
What are you talking about?
Tell us more about the thing that makes you really
angry. I find out something first before I walk out to
say,
like,
strongholds.
He nodded the...
The only person you might talk about is Dave's character.
Yeah, I was going to say, not as the deepest of me, so I would think about probably approaching him.
Yeah.
And I bow deep because I finally found a place in Lion Territory where they hate you more than me.
You're like, yay!
Which is already odd.
Well, the Mots are extremely militaristic, even more so.
Yeah, there's a crab.
She's wearing corduroy robes. And I'm just randomly pulling an NPC from one of the books. So.
She's pretty. She has short hair. She kind of has dark eyes. You'd almost swear she's a scorpion if she wasn't wearing crab colors. But such is the way of Yasuki sometimes. And she's talking with the lion. She's like a random lion. She seems to be having kind of an amicable discussion.
Join in. Okay.
Courtier.
Yeah.
That's actually going to be manipulation.
Two raises.
Okay.
Use the freebie to do the get rid of that attack.
That's a great one. Oh, yeah. The specialist in manipulation, too?
Yeah.
Nice.
Sweet. That's part of it. Do you only reroll once?
Yeah, you only get to reroll once.
Okay.
If you roll single, you might get that.
That's the worst raises ever. That raises, but 12, 24, 38.
Okay. You weave your way into the conversation. They're talking about, basically talking about how plainly the weather is cleaned up and how nice it is today compared to how it's been.
Oh, and it reminds me of how it used to be back when I was a young boy.
It's
glad to see that it is such this way now.
She asks you a bow, kind of incline her head. She doesn't really bow. Clearly she believes herself to be more important than you. She may very well be a target of hell. Like, she looks wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, very well to do.
I would assume she... Does she actually have a higher status?
Yeah. She does appear to have more status than you.
Okay.
We're still pretty decent, right?
Yeah. But the lion will kind of bow out since she seems to be turning attention to you. Ah, Crane. Oh, geez, Han. I did not think to see your people in this city for quite some time.
It was unknown to me until I set foot here that we were unwelcome.
Mm-hmm.
I've been gone for a few days, and apparently much has happened here.
What a tragic bit of misfortune. I am now Sumiko.
Doji Ichiro. Please to make your acquaintance.
Ichiro-san. Or Ichiro-san, it is an honor. She is, in fact, drinking tea. But... what were you doing that you were so unaware of things that were happening? Especially so close to your homeland.
Well, between the Topaz Championship and a much urgent matter of the Empire that was sent to the Kitsu Lands for, I have been just aware.
Oh. I had heard that the Topaz Champion this year was a dragon. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm kind of misinformed.
No, the dragon did win, the Miyamoto.
Oh, yes, that is what I heard. Well, then you must have made quite a show to have been given such a task to be important to the whole empire immediately upon your Genpuku.
The Miyamoto entrusted me.
But to make an impression upon the Topaz Champion is indeed to make an impression.
I appreciate your kind words.
Think nothing of them.
But, more to the matter, what exactly has happened here that has caused such a rift?
Well, the The governor of Kotetsu Shiro, he has spurned the Matsu for apparently the last few years in inviting him and his family to this festival as their neighbors. You can understand Matsu-sama's displeasure over such a thing. Shouldn't be nothing more than a small border dispute, but I hope you're not from Kotetsu Shiro.
No, far from it.
That is wise. Also, I've heard, and she does pull out that star. Good to win a duel by a crane. He's harbored resentment for many years.
I can see how that would be. I was assuming that would be about Kikita's blood.
Well, sometimes it's hard to tell with your families. They all seem so apt with the sword.
It is true, we all study hard, but none are better than the Kikita.
Yes, well. Regardless, I would not seek to curry his favor or talk him down. The last two crane who attempted to do so left the city with broken bones.
It has already seemed that he will not listen to any kind of reason, but I will not dishonor his courtesy that he has shown by allowing us to stay here.
Very wise. Matsu are not known for their patience.
I'm not going to try it this evening. I missed it. She said that there was some sort of rift and that he no longer is invited to the festival.
He just hasn't been for the past 3 years.
Okay, he just hasn't been invited.
You can make a courtier gossip to try to kind of hear around and stuff. That seems to be all.
Yeah, I kind of want to find out specifically on that. So.
You've heard there are rumors. It's very, very quiet. Hard to snuff out, but you find them. That it sounds, what people are saying is that the crane's excuse is that they sent the invitations, they must have simply gotten lost. But since it's only a day's travel between the two cities, the monster just isn't buying it. Like you didn't send one, assholes. Like,
knowing how we handle such things in these kind of half-Jews, is in any way I can decipher what the actual truth
not
is?
Not from the lion's rumors of it. You'd have to go to Kasata Shiro.
Okay.
Really.
I think I learned
But you have heard, actually, there is a young courtier who's been at the Matsu side. He shows up every so often. His name is Akomo Sugyo.
Akomo Sugyo?
Yeah, and he has basically, like, because he would visit Kosan Shiro, and he stopped visiting the past couple of years and said that they offended him. And that they offended Matsu Mugoi when he sent pleas to explain it. Like, because at first he seems like he was being level-headed. Never got a response. About why the Akoma was so offended. What the Daidoji might have done. Like, never heard a response about it. And then the invitations stopped coming at that point. And Mugoi just assumed.
Okay.
Like, well, you're going to snub the entire fucking house. Fuck you.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Show you how Matsu handled that.
See, if so he's around, but not often. He just kind of
He's
not here right now?
No.
Okay.
He hasn't been seen in a few weeks, but he travels around, all around Lion Provinces and beyond. He's a fairly... He's a shooting rising star, basically, so it's not uncommon for him to not be around frequently. But that's basically the initial spark.
Before I broken off the crane, I kind of want to do my school thing and see if they needed anything. See if I can get a little bit into them.
Sure.
During my ventilation. It's etiquette awareness,
okay.
Courtesy on their end.
On her end? Okay.
Yeah. I'll do just one raise and use my free to just negate the contested.
Etiquette?
For me, it's career manipulation awareness. For them, it's etiquette, courtesy, awareness.
She does seem mildly discontent.
Nice.
She does seem mildly discontent. You catch that she's from a place called Clearwater Village.
Okay.
And that she, yeah, picked her because she's smoking the long cigars, which is where.
Is that actually who I'm talking about?
Yes, that's actually the card.
Oh, okay. For her?
Yeah.
Okay, what's her name again?
Sumiko.
I thought you were going to say she was smoking hot.
No, she is.
Sumiko is hot and she's smoking.
Yasuki.
That's right.
But she is discontent with the current governor of Clearwater Village, a man named Hida Matsuro. She doesn't say anything specific, but you get the sense that if he were to be somehow discredited, she would be happy about it. Okay. Not that you really know anything about him, but...
No.
Random side plot.
That's not weird.
It is very far out of
it.
She is also interested in pearls.
Pearls?
Yes.
Okay.
So if you find pearls, she may want them. But yeah, that's really all she's got to say. And of course, you do it in that dodgy way where she doesn't realize that she lets slip things she wants or needs.
Okay.
But
well, she probably talked about, oh, I love pearls, they're very beautiful.
Yep.
Did you guys stick around at all? Or did you?
No, I left.
I'll probably stick around a bit.
Kind of
how about you?
Yeah.
Okay. She will. I believe I'm going to talk to my clansmen. I haven't been home in a while.
Oh, yes. Hormasan is...
Hormasan.
Yasuki-san?
Hmm. You came in with the crane.
I did.
Interesting. I take it you were part of the same business that he was going on about.
Yes. I was a participant in the first chanting show.
Ah. You were that Haruma?
Yes.
Hmm.
Of course, I did not win.
Ah, well. You placed well, as I understand it. You brought much glory to the clan.
I like to think so. Yes, after that, a group of us, all Topaz Championship attendees, or contestants, were sent on a mission by a Tsuruchi Bounty Hunter.
Mm.
A magistrate.
Well, yes, I would assume so.
Yes.
Must have been dangerous. Or is Tsuruchi attending? Yeah, she is eating a pastry at this point.
That's fine. Yes, actually, quite.
Oh. Glad to see you came out of it all right. I assume it's not open for conversation.
Not like conversation, no.
Well, if you wish to stop by later tonight to speak about unpolite conversation with someone else who won't look at you strange for it.
Perhaps I will.
Well, I'm staying here. If you're here all night.
Okay, we are leaving tomorrow to go join the festivities across the border.
Oh, don't let the governor hear you say that.
So what? So I only overheard a little bit of what you were discussing with Doji-san.
Mm-hmm.
About the invitation and the insult.
Ah, well. I'm sure he can fill you in later if you're interested in that sort of thing. Far be it for me to take away what the Doji thought he learned before anyone else did. We all do know how they like to preen.
Certainly. I shall take my leave of you. It was good seeing another crab in this four months.
Same.
I'm going to actually go stop at the room in a minute.
Okay.